part of the company's daily operations. As defined scope and specific set of resources to be used. Key skills of a project manager. Over the years, I have worked with and interviewed hundreds of project managers. The best ones I've worked with are experts in the following areas: communication and building rapport. In every interview I conduct, I ask the following question: what do you believe are the top three skills a project manager should have? Of all the many different answers I get, the one I'm always looking for: communication. I'm okay if they don't say this first, but they must speak of it, or the rest of the interview typically goes south. Being able to effectively communicate with your project team and stakeholders is critical for the success of the project. As a project manager, you must be able to provide accurate and thorough updates to those that need to have information in order to make appropriate decisions. Unfortunately, sometimes you'll need to be the bearer of bad news. Your job as the project manager is to ensure any news or status is communicated, and if something is wrong, you need to be able to communicate the mitigation plan. You can make the communication process easier by building a connection with your team and project sponsors. One particular project manager I know takes the time to get to know each individual on her team before the project kicks off. If she is in the same office, she sets up an in-person meeting to further build a connection. By doing this, she learns what is important to them and where their roadblocks and challenges exist. You'd be surprised how often project managers sit behind their computers and only communicate with their team via email, instant message, and the occasional conference call, rarely taking the time to build a relationship with team members or those paying for the project. Pro tip: when getting to know your team members, ask them about previous projects and where the major gotchas were. By doing this, you're showing them that you respect and value their experience, and you are there to help prevent the pain points they previously experienced. People are more than willing to work with you at crunch time or go above and beyond when you need them to if they like, trust, and respect you. Be organized with attention to detail. Projects are comprised of many moving parts. In order to be effective, you'll need to be well organized and pay close attention to detail. Although having knowledge and experience may be a job requirement, it doesn't mean that you will need to be an expert at specific project management software. If you are just beginning your project management job, the chances are that you will not be required to have thorough knowledge of software like Microsoft Project. However, you will be expected to keep track of all pieces of the project and be able to provide status in any given area at any given time. For this, you need to make sure that you're well organized and are paying close attention to the details of the project. Depending on the company, you'll need to take time to learn the budget, changes, and any project management systems that are in place. Some use out-of-the-box software, like MS Project, and others have in-house systems. Your role and responsibility as a project manager is to be familiar with these systems and effectively utilize them in the manner your client requires. Leadership. Leadership is a characteristic I often see missing in many project managers. There is a big difference between being part of a project and leading a project. To be effective and successful, project managers need to develop strong leadership skills. What is a leader? A leader does the following. 1. Inspires a vision for what the future will look like. 2. Motivates the team to want to be a part of that vision. 3. Oversees the delivery and success of that vision. 4. Coaches, mentors, and builds up the team to increase effectiveness of executing the vision. Pro tip: understand that your team wants the project to succeed, and they're looking for you to guide them to victory. Take every opportunity to motivate, encourage, and make a connection with your team. If they know you have their back, they will have yours. Intuition. Intuition is a skill that is innate in everyone to a certain degree. It cannot be coached. When it comes to project management, intuition is developed over time and through experience.